this episode, we talk to Jensen, who is a pupil at a secondary school in Essex, and he talks about the ways that he's broken down perceptions, even trained some teachers, and the way he thinks things could improve.
Why did you become an ambassador?
I became an ambassador mainly to help others because I have had struggles in the past and I've seen people close to me struggle through stuff like school and sort of just that sort of time. Mm-hmm. And I thought it would be really useful to be able to help others as well as myself a bit to sort of get through those harder times easier.
Yeah, so you mentioned struggles there, Jason. What kind of struggles did you or maybe other people have through school?
Anxiety, sort of social struggles, quite a different range of things, covering stuff from like mental health or just not necessarily being able to keep up with the other students in the same level.
And we talk to lots of young people through our work who mention the word anxiety, especially when they're at school. Why do you think there's so much anxiety at school, and why do children struggle with that?
I think anxiety is a lot of the time caused at school because of sort of the amount of pressure that's on the students. Like, obviously, there's pressure on the teachers to perform well, otherwise it reflects badly on them, and then they end up being accused for it. And it's very much not just in school, but out of school. A lot of people that I've spoken to usually say that their parents sort of have a lot of discipline on them if they don't necessarily get the grades that they want, or just a lot of expectations, really, aren't always the easiest to live up to.
We have definitely heard that side of things as well before, where parents might mean well, but actually some of the things they do or say can put extra and pressure on the children. So I know through your application, when you applied to be an ambassador, Jensen, that you've already done a lot in your school to kind of challenge perceptions around different issues. Do you want to just tell us a little bit about what you've done in school so far to challenge people's perceptions?
So for about 3 years, I think it is now, I've been what we've called an inclusion hub ambassador. Basically, at my school, we've got an area called the Inclusion Hub, which is very much sort of there for students that need that extra support, whether that be with mental health or just in lessons and that. And basically, I've been one of their ambassadors that sort of we had a few meetings and stuff about what might help students, organize a few events, actually partook in teacher training at one of the events. By myself, actually. I was in front of a room of 15 people at a time.
What did that involve, Jensen? So they were trainee teachers, I'm guessing.
They were the school's teachers, with the exception of, I think, head of department that had a different meeting to do. But basically, I was in a room, 15 people, and I basically had to tell them, will help teach them how to support the people on the autistic spectrum that were in their lessons.
Wow, I think that's absolutely fantastic. So you're a student at that school and you're teaching teachers at that school how to teach other children with ASD and other areas of SEN.
Yeah, it's very much a bizarre feeling looking out and seeing it's like, oh, I was in your lesson like not even 20 minutes ago.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's brilliant because I'm all about pupil voice and pupil voice doing lots of different things. But actually, you could look at it another way and say that maybe teachers should already have better awareness before they come into schools. Do you think there needs to be more done in teacher training so that teachers, before they actually get into school, have a better understanding of ASD and other areas?
I believe that could help, yeah, because the main issue with supporting people with ASD is the fact of it's very much sort of been a rather taboo subject, so it's not always like discussed. There's very much a lack of knowledge, so like people will try their best, but because they've not like been taught or not been able to learn how to help in the best way, they usually will struggle, which is both obviously stressful for the person with ASD and also the person that's trying to help.
Yeah, I think you've hit the nail on the head a few times there, Jensen. And you said there about how it's sometimes a taboo or people don't want to talk about SEN. This is quite a hard question, but why do you think people don't want to talk about SEN?
Mainly because I believe that over the years it's been a rather large stigmatism and sort of thinking it's not been widely accepted, because it's very much it's been very much stereotyped to be sort of, oh, if you're diagnosed with autism, then at some, like along the lines you'll end up being, they'll immediately think of extreme autism, which is very much sort of low functioning, which can be very difficult on a lot of people.
Yes.
Because of the support that's needed.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
People don't always realize that there's other people that have been extremely successful, even more so than neurotypical people. If it's not talked about, then people don't really learn, so people won't want to talk about it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That's what children are telling us all the time. And that's the reason we started the multi-schools in the first place. So obviously you spoke about stigma there. Have you ever yourself experienced stigma and maybe not the right kind of approach from people?
Well, in primary, there was like a bit of bullying and people had said, it's like, oh, don't come near me. I don't want to catch your autism, as if it's some sort of disease. And then there's obviously like those, but besides that, me personally, I haven't, but I do know a few people that very much have.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We've unfortunately, again, spoken to a fair few children who, because of their autism or being dyslexic or whatever it might be, they've been bullied for it. And unfortunately, it goes back to what you said about a lack of understanding. So you've also spoke in your application around becoming an ambassador about mental health and the importance of talking about our mental health. You picked out as well that you're a fairly good listener. Why do you think listening is so important when we talk about mental health?
I think very much, especially with something such as mental health, a lot of people will, whenever someone talks about it, they'll want to immediately try and help, but not necessarily, it's not always going to work. A lot of the time I find it's almost better to just have someone there to talk about it to, rather than immediately going for a solution, because it's very much sort of, it takes a lot of time and a lot of development to eventually sort of fix the issue.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I think time, we spoke to someone else the other day who said about patience and having patience and giving people time is really important. You've obviously done a fair bit of public speaking in regards to speaking in front of your peers, speaking in front of teachers as well and training teachers. What advice, if there's some young people that are listening to this and they want to maybe speak out because they feel that they're not understood very well, or they might have friends who aren't understood, what advice would you give to people who want to speak out?
I would say do it. Like, unfortunately, it is very much anxiety. And during my first talk that I did in front of a room with 50 people, it was like, I did end up having a little anxiety attack in the middle of it. But although it is very sort of anxiety provoking, it's worth it, because no one's going to be able to say your experiences for you better than you can, because it's your experiences.
So believe in yourself and believe in what you're saying.
Yeah. If you believe in what you're saying, then people will listen.
Yeah, no, that's a really good point and some really good advice there, I think. So if some people, they do feel a lot of anxiety and they get anxious, how would you give them advice around that? I mean, what have you done to overcome some of that anxiety?
In regards to public speaking, it very much is sort of, I think, experience over time is going to help reduce the amount of stress that causes. But it's mainly just making sure that if it is causing anxiety, that there is sort of a balance for it. So like a lot of things that I do, I'll usually look at it from both what's the positives and what's the negatives. And if that's, obviously, if there's a lot more negatives than positives, then is it really worth doing? But if, yeah, if it's at a balance or obviously positive, then yeah, it's full steam ahead.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think, again, you've touched on some really good points there. I think it's important at this stage for people that might be listening to this podcast and they might want to make a difference, but don't particularly want to speak out loud. There are things you can do without speaking in front of, say, 50, 100 people. There are lots of things you can do to challenge people's perceptions. So don't just think it's about speaking out loud. In your application, Jensen, you also said about people that you may have met along your journey who often speak out and often break down perceptions in other ways. Is there anyone you'd like to mention who's maybe inspired you or supported you along the way to get where you are now?
Very much Dean Beadle, who I did my talk with, because I went to see one of his talks when I was younger, I think about 12-ish, I'm not too sure.
Okay.
But yeah, I went to see one of his talks and immediately it's like, right, because of how similar our experiences were, I knew that I could do it. Like, it definitely gave me that to actually get out there and start intently trying to make a difference. There's also Miss Bartram of Hawthorne from my school, who obviously gave me the opportunity to do the teacher training and have basically supported the whole me going and doing the public speaking. They were there when I did my first talk. So
yeah, and I know Miss Bartram through some of the multi-schools work and getting your school involved with it. What difference does it make when you've got a teacher in your school who supports you and gives you the opportunity?
I think it definitely, having at least, like, especially a teacher support you in your basically career choices is very much very motivating and very inspiring, because it's that sort of, any doubt that you may have had is basically limited by the fact of you've got people there supporting you, telling you this is right. And
we would encourage, if there's any teachers, professionals listening to this, to always reach out to their people within their schools, give them the opportunities to speak, because there's no better people than the children themselves to talk about key issues. So, Jensen, I think you've given some really good to the point answers and some really good advice on speaking out and breaking down perceptions. Is there anything final you'd like to say? What I've been asking everyone I've been speaking to currently, obviously we find ourselves in a very tricky situation. It's something new and different for all of us that can affect everybody. What advice would you give to people in lockdown and things to maybe keep their minds healthy?
Just sort of, although at the moment it may seem like the end of the quarantine may be like very far away, but just remember that this is only a temporary thing. So there will be a chance to get back to your typical routine. And as well as just trying to, where possible, either keep your old routine as much as possible or maybe try to develop a new routine to help support that way.
Absolutely. I think, yeah, you're right. Adapting and finding a routine that may suit you at this time is some really good advice. Thank you, Jensen. And I hope those that are listening to this podcast will be able to pick up lots of advice and lots of clear messages about
everyone is different and special in their own way. We should be including everyone, so let's start today.